Keisha Carter was crawling across the kitchen floor, trying to catch her little brother Paulo, when a cold swirl of outside air blew up under her sweater.
"Look at the snow and the glow of the streetlights, everybody!"
Daddy pulled Mama to him and gave her a quick kiss.
"It looks like a snow globe."
"Brr!" Keisha caught Paulo's ankle and gave him a kiss, too. Mama rubbed Daddy's back.
"Our truck is out in all that snow. I'll get the broom."
"Snow," Keisha told Paulo, pointing out the door.
"Rocket,"
he replied, pointing in the opposite direction as their puppy skittered down the steps.
"Daddy, you should close the door before..."
But Keisha was too late. Paulo threw himself flat on the linoleum just in time to avoid a collision as Rocket bounded over the youngest Carter, then sailed through the doorway and out into the snowy white world.
"Hooky, hooky!"
Paulo cried, with a little scream of delight as he scrambled over to the doorway on his hands and knees to get a better look.
"Yep, he's doing the hoochie-coochie."
Keisha caught the back of Paulo's sweater before he could launch himself out the door. Rocket was on his back, shimmying in the new fallen snow.
"That dog," Mama tisked.
But she couldn't keep from smiling. Rocket was a cross between a coyote and a dog. The Carters owned him because he didn't fit in the wild or the world of humans. He stalked prey and howled like a coyote, but he also loved humans like a domestic dog. Ever since the first big storm in December, he had demonstrated his wild side by rolling, burrowing, and playing in the snow.
"All the girls in France do the hoochie-coochie dance. And the way they shake, it's enough to kill a snake."
Keisha's six-year-old brother, Razzie, step-tapped down the last two stairs and across the kitchen floor.
"Razzie Carter," Mama scolded. "Did you hear that kind of talk on the playground?"
"No, Grandma taught me."
The puppy's head popped up out of a snowdrift, and Keisha could see that his perky ears and the ruff of fur that circled his face were now frosted with snow.
"I wish Grandma was here with her camera," Keisha said.
"Grandma's catching up on her beauty sleep,"
Daddy glanced at the clock.
"But I need to go."
He pulled on his coat and gathered his supplies. The volunteers at Blandford Nature Center had asked Daddy to teach a class on repairing turtle shells at their annual Back to Nature conference. He set off down the back steps, his arms filled with plaster shells, drills, and screws. Mama took the broom out of the closet.
"I'll get Rocket and help Daddy with the truck.
Razzie, can you carry out the muffins without dancing?" Mama couldn't send Daddy off to his first teaching job without food for the students. Growing up in Nigeria, Mama's family shared food as a way to show courtesy and to make friends. Daddy said it was one of the things he liked most about Mama, her friendly food.
"Can I wear the oven mitts?"
Razzie asked.
"You have to. The tins are still warm."
"Can I wear them to school?"
"We'll see." Mama and Razzie put on their coats. She was just about to follow her son out the back door when the office phone rang.
"I'll be there in a minute," Mama instructed Keisha.
"Go ahead and answer it. Razzie, I want you right back at the kitchen table after your delivery."
"Come on, Paulo."
Keisha took Paulo's hand and pulled him along into the office. She picked up the phone.
"Carter's Urban Rescue,"
she said in her grown-up voice.
"No, no. The copier in the main office. The documents are there. Sorry about that," a man's voice said into the receiver.
"Can I speak to Fred?"
"I'm an old friend, Bill Fox."
"I'm sorry, Mr. Fox. He just left."
Keisha tugged on Paulo's hand. He was trying to get the stapler again.
"When will he be back? Sometime today?"
"Not until late," he said.
"That won't work. Darn it. The president wants someone on this today."
"Can I help? I'm his daughter. Is this about an animal?"
Animals. Yes, about 50 of them.
Maybe 150.
Why they're my responsibility? I couldn't tell you. I'm the director of human resources, not animal resources. You'd think this would fall under groundskeeping, or physical plant, or pest control.